You're listening to a podcast from the University of West London, the Career University. To join the conversation, follow us on Twitter at Uni West London.
Hello, my name's Pam Myers. I'm a lecturer in radio at the University of West London, and I'm in the Blast Radio studio with Rupa Huck, our MP for Ealing Central and Acton. So welcome to Blast Radio, Rupa.
Thanks for having me.
We've just been having a chat about your links with this radio station, which in fact you reminded me that it used to be called Tube Radio. So tell me about your connections here.
In the mid-90s, I was helping out in the library, in the Learning Resource Centre, at what was then called Thames Valley University. And because I was still youngish, I was in my 20s, I hung out more with the students than the staff. And there was such a thing as tube radio in the old Ealing studios. By day, I was stamping books in the library and letting people off their fines because I was so nice and there was no direct link between the till and the computer. There is now, kids, and that won't ever happen again.
Automatic hand-in, just saying.
So, and then by night, I was helping out on Tube Radio. I had my own show, which was a sort of world music show called Global Grooves. And it was really good fun.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome you back because you're very much a part of the local community here. One thing that I'd like to ask you about is we have here a very active students' union. And last year, our president ran a campaign to encourage young people to register for voting and to act on it, to actually take up their vote. So can you give me your thoughts about, you know, what advice can we give to our young people? We've got an EU referendum coming up very soon. We'd like to see people out there exercising their right. Can you give us any advice for our students?
I mean, I think, yeah, people should definitely check they're registered because they've changed the way you do that. Mm-hmm. It's now called individual electoral registration, and they're saying a million people have fallen off because it's kind of young people, students, people in houses in multiple occupation, so that's kind of shared households. Those people are the ones who've fallen off. Before, you would fill in a form per household and it would sort of roll over unless you said otherwise, whereas now the onus is on the individual to register. I think the European referendum that you mentioned is really important because that's the future of our nation and whether we remain part of a partnership with 28 other countries and we get full access to the biggest economic market in the world of 500 million consumers with no tariffs. Even stuff like roaming charges when you go abroad for your mobile phone, maternity and paternity rights, lots of workers' rights came from Europe. So there's a business dimension. Personally, I'm very pro-in. And I think all the polling shows young people are very in as well. It's just an older generation who are a bit isolationist, little Englander, who think we can go it alone. Mm. Personally, I think the youth vote could swing it. The polls are fairly even. They're about 40-40, and there's the 20% of undecideds in between that will decide this. So, I mean, if a lot of young people can use their vote, as you say, because there'll be a lot of apathy. At the moment, the out people are making all the noise. So if they're all the people that bother to turn up on the day, it will be massively skewed. And it could be really dangerous for our future, I think. Even things like the European arrest warrant for criminals who don't respect borders, climate change, which doesn't respect borders. We need international agreements and cooperation. And also the EU is what has kept the peace. I mean, again, it's difficult to imagine for our generation, but when it was set up in the immediate post-war period, there'd been two generations of young men that had been wiped out. You know, the battlefields and the Poppy Day and all that should remind us that the idea of having France and Germany and all these European nations in an alliance means that's never happened since. Mm. So I think there's lots of good arguments for staying in and lots of good arguments for registering to vote and using that vote the right way.
Yeah. Thank you. That's really useful to know. And I hope anybody listening to this is going to make absolutely sure, whatever happens, whatever their opinion, please, please, please get yourself down, make your voice heard. I think it's really important. Thank you. That's really good to hear.
For more details on courses across the University of West London, search uwl.ac.uk